Jesus' name. Let's stand together, if you will. Bow our heads. Open the service. Lord Jesus. Oh, God. Another opportunity. Lord, it just swells in my heart. Lord, I'm so thankful. Lord, that you put the desire in my heart. Lord, to come. Gather. Lord, when your call goes forth. Lord, that is such a rare feeling anymore, it seems like, in the world, Lord. Your grace, you've granted it to us. So thankful. Praying, Lord, that you would bless the service tonight. Father, as the word comes, Lord, may our hearts be pulling. May you, Lord, feed us. Grant to us understanding. Give us strength to walk another day. Father, the day and the hours so far spent, just looking to you. Bless us now, Lord. Even the few songs you've laid on my heart, Lord, pray that you would just, Father, deal with our hearts and clear our minds, Lord. Make us ready for fallow ground for your word. Lord, I ask this in your precious name, Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Are you happy to be out this night? Amen. Such a privilege. Turn with me in Arnold Blee Books. I'd like to, page 135, I believe it is. Yeah. How great is our God. Oh, Lord, my God. Secret what God can do. Amen. You can be seated.
The chimes of time brings out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you?
Wonderful to have him on your side, saints. Amen. If you have needs, he's always there waiting. Amen. Praise the name. Brother Josh, can you come up for the offering?
Praise
the name. Amen. That's the blessing.
Precious.
Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, truly we're so thankful. Lord, in this life as we walk, Lord, it's such an evil, such a wicked hour. But Lord, it's also such a wonderful hour. Knowing, Lord, that we're at the end time. Lord, knowing it's just any moment your face will see.
Yes.
And Lord, we knowing, Father, as we do walk, we come up with problems. Tests and trials. But Lord, it's all in your plan, Father, that we might know and understand you. Lord, that we may know you as a healer, a redeemer, savior, provider. Lord, we have truly found you to be this. And we're so thankful. But Lord, with these needs that people's made known, Lord, we bring them before you with all confidence, knowing, Lord, you've already met them. You've already made the plan, laid out the everything, Lord. All we have to do is reach out by faith and claim it, and it's ours. So, Lord, by faith, we do that now. We reach out, and we do want to say thank you, Father. Thank you for meeting every need that's on their hearts. Lord Jesus, it's so wonderful to serve you. Father, we pray for the remainder of the service that you just, Lord, open your word to us, Lord, and just deal with every heart as you see me. And we'll give you the glory, honor, and the praise in your precious name, Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Amen. Would somebody have a special song? Maybe something on your heart? Alrighty, well, let's all stand then. We'll sing a little chorus, Only Believe. Ask our brother to come.
Only believe.
For another opportunity to be able to gather into the house of the Lord. Amen. We just bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Lord, we humbly come before you this evening. Lord, just so thankful for what you've done for us. Lord, for the desire that burns within our heart to be pleasing unto thee and to let you have your way in our hearts and in our lives. And Lord, as we come tonight, we just humbly ask you to take these few words you've laid upon my heart and Lord, just renew our minds and stir our hearts, Lord, by way of renewing. And Lord, may it cause us to think. think, Lord, and to meditate a little deeper on these things, Father, and prepare ourselves, Lord, for what you would have for us. And we'll never fail to see you receive the glory and the honor for it. And Father, we just appreciate it all. Now, in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen. Isn't he wonderful? Amen. While you're still standing, if you would, let's turn over to the Hebrews. Amen. Got just a little thought on my heart. I thought we'd share some scriptures, and I was meditating on this and just thinking about it and thinking about what the Lord had said in different places here in the scriptures. But in Hebrews, the 11th chapter. Amen. Get there myself. Hebrews 11. We're just going to read that 5th and 6th verse of Hebrews 11. By faith, Enoch was translated, that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony, that he pleased God. Yes. For without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. May the Lord add the blessing to his word. You may be seated. It's a very simple scripture when you think about it, but how powerful it really does if you just stop and think about it, that Enoch had a testimony.
Yes.
That he pleased God. And you know, when you think about that and you just kind of meditate on it, I was just kind of going over it in my mind as you think about it, and we're living in such an age of deception and corruption and just so many people going around calling themselves Christians, calling themselves believers. But yet God had a plan that he would show forth. I mean, it's never failed. If you go back into the Old Testament and you look at every witness that God had, if you started at the first chapter, verse here in chapter 11, and read about Abel and Noah, Moses, all of these examples, their life was a testimony and a witness that God keeps his word and he fulfills it. And how it, as you think on it and you meditate about it, it grows greater every day. And how we're to be a people, you know, as Paul put in Hebrews, hold fast the profession of your faith without wavering. And how it's the blessed Holy Spirit that's dwelling within, that's giving us that assurance, that's drawing us to that place, not in my own merits, not in what I can achieve, but what God said he would do by giving us the baptism of the Holy Ghost and a new birth. What he will do through you and me. Amen. If you would, let's turn over to John, the 10th chapter, and just read what Jesus said here. He was speaking of himself. And just thinking about a testimony a little bit of a life lived. Amen. You know, it's I've mentioned it before, but my wife's always had a little plaque in the house that says, live your life in such a way that others will come to know Jesus because they know you, or see your actions, basically. I probably messed it up a little bit. But, and as our brother Smith, when he was here, he mentioned that the brother that used the term, preach always, use words when necessary. Mm-hmm. And how it truly is, and then the prophet brought many examples showing and proving that you are a little miniature creator. You create an atmosphere around you. Yeah. And how that Holy Spirit is timid, it's humble,
yeah.
It's not, you know, and it's always soft, and you can always tell when he's around. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. And how thankful it is to be able to walk through the doors here as we gather as an assembly and to feel his presence.
Yes,
and to know that he's here to meet with us.
Yes.
Not because of this building, yes. Not because of who we are, but because we set aside a place and invited him.
Yes.
And we come in reverence and we come in love and invite him in. So, Lord, come and commune with us. Speak to our hearts, Lord. And he said, where two or three will gather in his name, there he'd be in the midst. And he's never disappointed.
Amen.
But oh my, how thankful we ought to be as we see the age in which we're living.
But Jesus, as he was able to hear, speaking with the Pharisees in John 10, we'll go about the 24th verse just to catch what was happening. And then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be Christ, tell us plainly. And Jesus answered them, I told you, and you believed not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you believe not because ye are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. And I and my Father are one. Oh my. You can just imagine, as Jesus speaking with revelation, because he had a revelation of who he was. He knew who he was. He knew why he had been sent. But oh my, the questions and the doubters that was going forth here as he's just speaking truth to them. You can imagine how they were stirred up, I'm sure. But oh my, he said, then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. And Jesus answered them, many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me? And the Jews answered him, saying, for a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, because thou being a man makest thyself God. And Jesus answered them, Is it not written in your law, I said ye are gods? And if ye called them gods unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say ye of him whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said I am the Son of God? If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though you believe not me, believe the works that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. Yes. And so as he was portraying this, and to truly how it's been written for our admonition, we can look back and see the life that he was living bore testimony and witness of who he was and the purpose for which he was sent, and that he fulfilled that purpose. He had a testimony. Oh my, he knew with an assurance in his heart that he was matching those scriptures that were spoken of him to the letter. Amen. And how that, as he goes on, let's turn over here to John 15. I'm going to read these in a little bit different order. Let's go to John 15th chapter in the first to the fifth verse. And you've got to let it be personal to you, personal to me. Yes, we're in this human body, and we're trapped in flesh, and the prophet said we may make mistakes till Jesus comes. But Jesus said, to the overcomer will I grant to sit with me in my throne. So the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives is going to make us overcomers. We're not going to be the same people we always were. Yes. This body is not going to always act like the human being it began as. But as the Holy Spirit takes this body under subjection, the life and the expressions that comes forth from it will be the life, as the prophet expressed many times, if you put the life of a pumpkin in a watermelon, it will bear pumpkin vine. You'll see the life of that seed come forth. And oh, it's no different with us. If he truly resides on the control seat of our hearts, the life that is expressed, our emotions, our actions, our attitudes, everything about us will declare Jesus Christ to this people and to this nation, that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if we'll just let these things, just think about it a little bit. Jesus speaking here in John 15, I am the true vine, the first verse, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. And now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, and ye are the branches. And he that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Amen. Yeah. And how great it truly is, and how it just humbles you down to be able to see the Holy Spirit, as God begins to work in your life and to take control, and as you hear the word speak, and there's a desire in there, hungering and thirsting for it. And as you hear that word, there's just something in you that's just crying out, break me down, Lord, and make me more like you. Yeah. Take my life in your hands and take me into that melting pot and in the beating of the brass, so to speak. And take all the impurities out, Lord. And take all of myself, my wants, my ambitions, my desires, who I thought I wanted to be. And let me yield myself unto you, Lord, that you would get the full benefit and the glory of my life. Here in a, just go back now to John 14 and read here what Jesus was saying in the 16th verse. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. And as time goes on, how much greater that little scripture is becoming. Yes. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world will seeth me no more, but ye see me. Because I live, ye shall live also. And at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them is he that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Amen. Judas said unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? And Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Amen. And how great the Holy Spirit making his abode with you. Amen. As you think about that, I'm going to turn over here to Acts, the first chapter, and then we'll read a quote the prophet said here. If you want to go with me to Acts 1, yes. Thinking of, it's just amazing to think of the example we've been given of what the Holy Spirit can do. Yeah. And what the Holy Ghost will do on you and through you. Mm-hmm. And having that predestinated seed that was predestinated before there was ever a moon or a star. Yes. But think, as Jesus said here in Acts 1, about the in the 8th verse. Let's start about the, we'll just go to the 6th verse, just to or 5th verse. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. And when they therefore were come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the season which the Father has put into his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward the heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which was taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Oh my. But just think, as this was the beginning of God expressing himself, and taking by the power of the Holy Spirit, as you can go on into the book of Acts and begin to see the acts of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the lives of the men of this chapter. Yes. We won't take time to read all of that chapter, but as we can talk about Timothy and Stephen and Peter, James and John, all the different ones that are recorded in this book, and all the different things that took place by the moving of the Holy Spirit. They took notice of them, it says in one spot, that they had been with Jesus. They took notice, think about Paul after his conversion. They took notice that he was not the man that he was before. Peter, they saw that he was a coward. He was afraid and different. But after the Holy Spirit came with boldness, he was able to stand out there and speak the word of God and declare plainly. Yes. Oh my, as you think about the Holy Spirit coming to them. You know, many times when people read that scripture, they get so focused upon the power of the Holy Ghost that they want to just attribute that power to gifts and operation of healings and miracles and things taking place. But the power of the Holy Ghost was able to take under control this human body and put it into service for Jesus Christ. And to bring it under subjection to God's word. All human reasoning gone away. And solely focused to what God had spoken. Here in the message, this is in the message, Christ is the Mystery of God Revealed. This was preached July 28, 63. And I'll just pick up here. It's about the bottom of paragraph 449. He says, as Jesus was the Word of God, he vindicated the same. And if he wasn't the Word, he wouldn't have made manifest the Word. He'd have been some great theologian, and they would have been, that would have been the real Messiah the world was looking for, see? Yes, sir. That would have been him. And that's what they're looking for today. Somebody that can exceed Billy Graham, or somebody that can smother down with their organization and come up and show them Baptists they don't know what they're where they're standing. They're looking for that. And it's getting to the same thing today. They're looking for those signs and wonders to prove you don't know where you're standing. You don't know. They want to overexceed, but just think about what he's saying here. They don't know what they're standing, but they don't know where they're standing. Sure, they're looking for that, but the church is looking for the humility and the signs of the living God, Christ. Jesus wasn't a great theologian. He was a common peasant, a carpenter's son, so-called. See, he walked around, but God, he said, some of you show me what the Bible says that I will do that I haven't manifested. Amen. I think of the scripture, don't measure yourself by yourself, for it's unwise. But measure yourself by what's been said and what's laying here before us. And he says, show me what the Bible says that I do that I haven't manifest. And so the church can do the same thing today. What Christ did, so does the church do now. That day you'll know that I'm in the Father and the Father in me, I in you and you in me. See, there you go, marching to Zion to where? The kingdom. At that day you will know that I am in you. Watch here, it's beautiful, and I don't want you to miss this. Now everybody, now he could have been sounding like, well, he's just talking about himself and what God was doing through him. But listen, as he clearly is saying, he says, I don't want you to miss this. Everybody, you people on tape and out in the jungles, wherever you are, hear it now and listen. As the Father has sent me, so send I you, Jesus said. Watch, the Father that sent him went in him to vindicate himself right, for he was the Word. And the same Jesus that sends you goes with you and in you to vindicate the same God. As the Father has sent me and I live by the Father, so I'll send you and you'll live by me. What is he? He's the Word. You live by the Word. Oh, how I'd like to take a text on that and preach now for a couple of hours on it, see? On that. Notice, the Father has sent me, went with him. And the Father that sends, the Jesus that sends us, goes in us. And a little while the world won't see me no more, but yet ye shall see me. For I, personal pronoun, I, the person, Jesus, will be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. And the works that I do, shall you do also. Now go back and see what he done. And then see what you do and compare yourself. Oh my, what a measuring stick we have to look at. And oh my, how it's, you know, sometimes people want to make so many excuses for maybe something that they can't seem to overcome or something that's in their life that they know needs to be overcome and done away with. And they want to kind of, oh, soften it up. But no, his word is power and it is spirit and his life. And he's proven that it can overcome. Through him, he will overcome any obstacle by the power of the Holy Ghost through you and I. We're his hands, we're his feet, we're his eyes this day. Not, this body is just human, it's temporal. But what's down inside of us is eternal. Hallelujah. And that is what he's working on. And as we're growing from the inside out one of these days, amen, this old body won't be able to handle us anymore. Hallelujah. Let me see here. That was Acts. Let's go over here and just think as we kind of put this in our hearts of what Paul was saying and as he was expressing it. Let's go to Romans, the 12th chapter. Very familiar, but just kind of thinking along these lines, let's just read this verse. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world. Amen. Yes. If you could just get in the same spirit as the composer, as it was being written, and just think about it, and let it meditate into your heart. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Yes. For I say, through grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Amen. How we ought to, as Paul was filling this in his Paul's life, as we mentioned it through the book of Acts, and to be able to write this piece as he wrote it, and to think about it. And then as we were thinking, talking about Jesus and the example that he left, and as he was saying that Jesus goes, that as God sent him, he sent us, and he would go in us. Amen. Yes. Oh my, I and my Father are one. And at that day, you will know that you're in me. Amen. Yes. Oh, how did I just let it roll down through. As we go here to, this is in the Message Desperations. And this is just a little bit lengthy, but I just couldn't seem to find a breaking point without getting it to, so we would catch what he was saying. But here, I'm just going to drop down to about paragraph 16 and just catch what he was speaking about the token. But as he goes into this next piece, he says, now in this case, the blood was the token. Literally, it had to be applied because it was just chemistry is all they had. Because it was a lamb's blood, an animal, a lamb's blood. And so the life that was in the blood, the life was gone out, so the blood was shed. And the life went out, but it couldn't come back on the believer because it was an animal. But it only spoke of a good conscience, that there was coming one, a perfect sacrifice. And to make it a perfect one, the whole judge, the God of heaven, the whole judge, the God of heaven, became the sacrifice. Judge, jury, and attorney, see? He became the sacrifice. And then when his life went out, which was God and the word, where it comes, and I'll give unto them eternal life. Now in the Greek, I know that I'm talking to scholars, and I see two or three. And the word in the Greek there is Zoe, Z-O-E in the Greek, which means God's own life. I will give unto him Zoe, my own life. Christ and God was one. Then the life that was in Christ is the Holy Ghost. Not the third person, but the same person in the form of the Holy Spirit coming upon you. As a token that your life and your fare is paid, you have been accepted. And until that token comes, you're not permitted on the highway. You're not permitted on or in the bus line. You're not permitted to go in until you can present that token. That token is your fare. And now it shows that that blood has been shed and been applied to you, and the price has been applied to you, and you have the token that the blood is applied to you, and you're accepted. Get it now? Oh my, he says now, just not certain evidence. You say, Brother Branham, and he says, I feel it in your minds. You see, why will I know? Look, what you were and what you are, and there is how you'll know. See what you was before this token was applied, and what you are after it's applied. Yes. What was your desires before, and what is your desires after? And then you know whether the token is applied or not. These other things just automatically go with it. Amen. Amen. If you'll take it in the simplicity as he is explaining it. Amen. How it ought to just stir our hearts to be able, if we are recipients. If we're not recipients, then it gives us a room to wander and to worry. But if I can truly see I've been a recipient of this, and I've seen my life change, I've seen the overcoming taking place, what an assurance it ought to be placing in my heart as I see that I can't do that in myself. He said, it's a life you can't live yourself, but he would come in and live it for you. And oh my, as we see that taking place and to realize that the power of the Holy Ghost operating in my life. Am I calling on arms and legs? Not, maybe not. Am I jumping, speaking in tongues? No, maybe not. Maybe you will. But oh my, the one thing you will do is your life will bear forth. Yes. a life that was generated through this scripture. And every action and every motion, your objectives, your desires, the things you speak about, the things you talk about, the things you look at, where you go, your whole life is subject to what? Yes. The will of the Father. Amen. Amen. And being not conformed to this world, but being transformed by the renewing of our mind. Mm-hmm. Oh my, if you just think about the word as it's been left for us. Amen. Glory. He says, let me drop down here. He says, automatically go with it. It isn't like talking about and saying tongues is the evidence. Now, I'll buy a pair of shoes and the tongue isn't the shoe. It just comes with the shoe, you see. It just comes with the shoe. And the same thing is the token. The token is Christ. But speaking in tongues, casting out devil, doing those things, preaching, whatever, is an evidence it's there, true. But that's not it. It's a gift of, it's a gift. See, it's a gift of it. I told you that. You say, I want you, Brother Branham, and he says, I want you, and he stumbles or pauses for a moment. He says, Brother Branham, and I give you a gift, see? Well, that's not me. That's my gift. Tongues is a gift of the Holy Ghost, not the Holy Ghost. A gift of the Holy Ghost. And the devil can impersonate any of those things, but he cannot be the Holy Ghost, see? He cannot, he can impersonate these gifts, but he can't be the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is a token that the blood has been applied, and because it follows the blood all the way from the book of redemption. That was the purpose of him coming. That's what he followed in every age. Every age he has followed that, to see what it's brought forth. They could not be made perfect without us. And now the entire Holy Spirit visits the church, making God in human flesh, as he did before Sodom, the burning there, which was a type. Then Abraham, he appeared to them. And all the things that he hasn't done down through the ages, in the church ages, he is now doing. Yes. Back to the word, because the messages and the messages and the messages has to wind up in the entire word. Amen. Like I put that. Just a little hint. The messages and the messages and the messages. Yeah. Amen. They has to wind up in the entire word. And in the last days, the seven seals being opened was to pick up every straggle that's been left off in it. And make the whole thing in one great big body of the bride. That them who lived back there was not perfect until this church be perfected. And this bride group in the last days to bring them in and to all together be taken up. See the token, Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is among us. We should reverence that. And we can't humble ourselves enough. Taking off our shoes or getting on your knees won't expel it. It wouldn't satisfy it. It wouldn't suffice. But a life that brings forth fruit of the Spirit. Amen. Amen. And oh, how it ought to be burning in our hearts. Lord, let me yield myself to you. That my life would just ooze as a honeypot. As Brother Branham often likened it to the three bears getting around. That others would want to drink from what you have. Mm-hmm. They know the message. They know people in the message. But there's something they can feel. There's something that they see. That they know that they're not... It's not being identified somewhere else. Or it's not, they're not feeling that. And how we should be so cautious to make sure that we keep our homes in such a manner that when someone comes in, they can feel that presence. Yes. They feel the sweetness of the Holy Spirit, because Brother Branham said he would take his flight. Yes. Fussing and arguing, whatever's going on in the home, it'll drive the Holy Spirit from the presence of the home. Mm-hmm. How we should guard so carefully, each and every one of us. That should be the focus of our point is, Lord, I want you to be welcome. Just as much as if I was here in this building, I want him to be that welcome in my home. Yes. Wherever I am, I want him to be there, because I know why I'm carrying him with me. Mm-hmm. Wherever I travel. Yes. But as we think about that, as you think about a testimony, Enoch had that testimony. He knew he was pleasing God. Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ, he knew who he was. He was able to look and say, tell me what scriptures I've not fulfilled. Yes. Where is my life not lining up? And today, us as individuals can look into the scriptures and see what we were and where we've come from and where he's taken us. And how we ought to be so appreciative. Lord, I see where you brought me from. And I know where you promised to take me, but don't let me get slack on my journey. But Lord, let me press, hunger and thirst, and seek you diligently for whatever I'm lacking that would take the change and make this body change. Amen. How it ought to be driving in our hearts. Hallelujah. Amen. You, sister, hey, sister, come to the instrument if you would. If you would, over in Galatians 2 and 20, as Paul quoted this, and you probably know it by heart. but how it ought to be growing in our life and to where we have this same testimony.
Yes, amen.
And to be able to truly say that. Mm-hmm. And I am crucified with Christ.
Yes.
Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
Yes.
Amen. How we ought to truly be so thankful.
Yes.
For God's revelation that he's given us.
Hallelujah.
And how we should cry out greater, more. For Lord, reveal yourself to me. I don't want to be left as just an American citizen. I don't want to just adapt to this. Well, that's how I am. That's my personality. That's how I react. That's what I think. But do we truly let the Holy Spirit truly come over us and take us under control? You think about Paul. You think about Peter. The places they were put in. The hardships and the different situations. That they had an opportunity. They could have expressed themselves. They could have been mean. They could have not been caring. They could have been swift to speak and maybe caused harm. Paul could have just turned around and cast the demon. He knew he had the power. He had the gift to do that. But he still had to wait on the leading of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And oh, how I pray that we think about that greater as each day goes by. As though we may have the answer. I may know what in myself may feel like I know what needs to be said. I know how that needs to be handled. But wait upon the leadership of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, amen.
And in God's time, it'll work out exactly the way he wants it to do. But let us be a willing vessel, humble, timid, and an atmosphere that draws them to me. No,
yes.
But will draw them to Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. You know, so many people, they've got faith in what the church is saying. I believe it just the way my church preaches it. I'm living just by the law exactly as my church says is acceptable. Think about it. We were once there. I'm living by the laws of this church. I'm doing it just the way they tell me. You can think about it like that. That don't matter. Many of them Pharisees, they were living by the letter of the law. But when grace intervened, there was a change came took place. And by God's grace, let us be ones that we're not just living by some letter, some church, some law, but we're living by a desire to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And his word made flesh. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I pray you can get a little something out of it this evening. Amen. Just a little humble thought, but my God is so good. And you just think about it, if nothing else. What is my testimony? How do I compare? Where do I measure up as an individual? Not in looking at my brother, looking at my sister, or looking at another church, but look to God's word and say, Lord,
yes,
where do I measure up with Brother Paul? Where do I measure up with Stephen? When he was going through his hard trials and being stoned, and yet his face shone like with the presence of God. Oh my, we got a long ways to go, saints. Amen. But by God's grace, he's still working on us. Hallelujah. Let's all stand if you would. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's just sing that little chorus. To me, he is so wonderful. Amen. As our pastor comes. To me, he is so wonderful. To me, he is so wonderful. To me,
again. To me, he is.
flew back to my mind, and just, again, I say it so many times, but it's so true. But to see yourself identified with it, that's what it's all about. That's what a true son and daughter of God, filled with the Spirit of God, we all should do as being sons and daughters of God, is to be able to identify with the Word of God, be identified with His characteristics, all that He is. And, you know, as Brother Timothy was starting to mention things out of the message, desperation there, and I mentioned it many times, but it's just been something I could really relate to, and it is always so important to me. Where Brother Branham, again, it was in question and answers, and the question was asking the sisters want to know how long the sleeves they should wear, you know? And he said, the Holy Ghost will tell you. You know, the Holy Ghost will show you. And that is so true with everything. And that's the hour and time the bride has come to, is to be led by the Spirit of God, where the Holy Ghost will tell her and show her what He wants. And otherwise, if people don't have that, they're just, and you've seen it, they're just all over the board, you know, trying this and trying that and seeing if this works and seeing if this is right, or asking the preacher, is this right? And asking maybe their mom or your daddy, is this right? Should I do this? You know, but once you get that Holy Ghost, oh my, it'll lead you and direct you. It'll show you even things to come. Isn't that what the Word says? Amen. Show you things to come. So it's, you can't get by with it without having the Holy Ghost. And like I say, it's just, to me, it's so precious. We're living in time now. Just to see now the condition of the world, the condition of people's lives, and even the condition of people's lives as calling themselves Christians. And then you see what the grace of God has done for you and is doing for you. You can see easier, and it's very much plainer to you that you have this testimony, that you please God. The Holy Ghost is revealing the Word to you, and you're doing what it says to do automatically, and you know you've got that testimony that you please God. So is it impossible to have that testimony like Enoch? No. You see, with what we've got today and what God's given us, and moving His Holy Spirit and placing His Spirit inside of us, we too can have that testimony that I please God. Doesn't mean you might not make a mistake. You might make a mistake. But by God's grace, you've got the desire to overcome that, and you immediately place it under the blood. And you're so determined not to never do it again. You know, you don't want to hurt God. You want to do everything He wants because you're so in love with Him. So, again, we can have a testimony that we please God. And He was translated. Oh, glory. Oh, what position that little bride will be in when Jesus comes. I'm looking forward to it. You still looking forward to it? Amen. Is it, I read the quote to you, is it a love affair? Amen. Keep it in your heart. Don't forget about it. Amen. Yeah, I was just reading some more things on it, and I can't find too much on it, but Brother Branham, yeah, it was concerning the California going under, and as far as when it will happen. But Brother Branham did mention, you know, when he's talking about California going under, he said, I predict, he didn't say thus saith the Lord, I think, but he said, I do predict that California will go under before God comes. Before that rapture, California will go under. I see, because, you know, I've thought about it too. I thought, you know, is this going to go under after we leave, before we leave? You know, when's it going to happen? And then I got to thinking, and I've been reading some things, searching some things, but I got to thinking, you know, if this does happen before we leave, look what we're going to face. Talk about a press going on. Talk about some real troubles and problems. Can you imagine losing the whole western part of this country? What this country will be. What you won't be able to get. Power will be out. Supplies
so disrupted. Yeah. I mean, it's going to get bad. If that happens before we go home, you know. So, but God knows all these things, you see. But it's just things we wonder about, you know, because we want to be sure we're ready, regardless when it is, you know. And we'll go under, and then be a short time we will leave. I don't know. And you know, like I say, I just measure these things and examine them, you know, and not try to put anything together in a crazy way or false way. But, you know, it'd be a prime time for Russia to bomb this country. Finish it up. Where it'd just be a smoldering, massive smoldering smoke. You know? But guess what? It's reality that's going to happen. And a reality that we're going to go home. And I'm looking forward to it. This has become just something so great to me. I'm getting excited about it. I am seeing what Apostle Paul said, and the prophet spoke of it in this hour. Loving the appearing of the Lord. Oh my. Don't forget it, saints. And keep these things together, our brother said tonight. That's those that's going in the rapture. The ones he spoke of tonight. That's the ones going in the rapture. So, and then like I read the quote Sunday, I know I'm taking a little extra time, but I want you to get your mind back ready for Sunday, Lord will. And just keep your heart on these things and tie all these things together. Like I said, even as our brother's been bringing, just let it all gel together. But it's such a great time. It's an exciting time, you know. And I've heard ministers, they're preaching on things, and they're actually going the opposite direction of that. They'll actually make statements, and it's not what Brother Bram said, but they'll actually make statements that, wow, now we can really live this life. Why would we want to go home now? Oh my. Absolutely opposite of what the prophet said. You see? We should have our hearts affection centered on things above, getting ready to leave. Plain as simple as it could be. The prophet spelled it out completely. You see? So may the Holy Spirit deal with our hearts. So when he comes to take his bride, we will be one of them. Amen. I'm looking forward to that. How about you? Amen. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we could go on and on and on and talk about these beautiful things that you've left us in the Word of God. And Father, we think about it and see the hour of time we're living in. And knowing, Father, what you said through your prophet, that everyone that doesn't go in the rapture had to be deceived. And Lord, that's a lot of deception. And Father, to think only the bride, he said, only the bride would not be deceived. And the bride is not very many people. Lord, we know that, but the things your prophet said and the things even the scripture says. Even what Paul said, many are called, but few are chosen. But Lord, we see that it's just a small number in comparison as the people that's upon the earth. It's such a small number. And then to think on that other side of it, that many would be deceived. Lord, we ought to be so thankful for your amazing grace. We ought to be so thankful if you've placed in our hearts that precious Holy Ghost. And Lord, that gene of God in there. Father, we receive a new birth. We could be one of those that's born again. Lord, where you're leading them and guiding them. And Lord, we appreciate this so very much. It's all your amazing grace. Father, help us to see what you're doing in this hour and follow you. And watch, Lord. Watch for the appearing of the Lord. So we ask that you would bless us now as we part from this little place. And Lord, help us just be in tune for what you always want to bring for us. And may we be ready for whatever you place on the platter. And Lord, we can eat, partake. We know it's spiritual food in due season. So Father, we ask you, help us to be able to eat it and become it, Lord. So we ask you, bless us, keep your hand upon us now. Bring us back at next appointed time if you should tarry. Father, may you move all obstacles out of the way so we can be here. And
Lord, just dwell on the Word of God. We ask this now through thy Son's name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Can we sing one more little chorus before we leave? Amen, Brother Timothy. As our brother mentioned about Brother Wes and his wife, Sister Naomi. Lord, you know the need there, and you know the situation. We don't know exactly what's happened, Lord, and what's going on. But Father, we know that you know, and we know that you know what it takes to put everything back like it needs to be. And Father, we're asking, Father, that according to their desire and her desire, that Lord, she wants to be here and be back in the service. We ask that you would reach down even tonight, Father, in a special way. And Lord, maybe she'd be laying there, sitting there, wherever she's at, and maybe even just feel the sweetness of the Holy Spirit come down over her. And Lord, we ask that you would touch her now and heal her body. And Father, knowing that it's to your glory, we'd ask it. Father, may that be done in her life now. We ask it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for mercy and grace. Praise the Lord. Let's sing a little chorus. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Do you appreciate him? We ought to appreciate him more and more every day, saints. Amen. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, God richly bless you.